Sundays
at 2:30 p.m. exclusively here on the first station of the 90s, WUSB, Stony Brook.
That's absolutely the most ridiculous assertion I've ever heard.
Hello.
don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out, fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refuse that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry, we send money, we help them, but we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
Get the hell off my back and stop handing me that book!
At the Universal Media Net Web, no subject for me remains more in fashion than style. Yes, style is always in style, unlike the endlessly recycled contents of style. Therefore, when it came time for me to select a career that could never be outmoded by superseding twists of technology, phased out by unpredictable turns in social priorities, or displaced by the mysteries of shifting consumer demographics, I chose a career in style. But, of course, as the signs on my door, desk, and car indicate, my special claim to a secure future does not entail any simple analysis of the latest thing, as it were. And no, in fact, I am the latest thing. A predictor of style developments, modestly termed stylistic premonitions by less confident executives in the China department at UMN. Yes, me and my crew of expert analysts, inextricably interfaced with our state-of-the-art Cubulax mainframe culture cruncher in the UMN situation pit, now provide virtually unerring predictions of approaching style fronts in any area of social consumption, with an effective operational range of 97% or better, with an effective time arenas from 6 months to 10 years into the future. Examples? I just gave you one. Techno-military jargon will become prevalent in cultural criticism. I'm leaking this one now because, as far as we can determine, there is no particular benefit to anyone, economic or intellectual, to be gained from this approaching situation. But a single example of future style development will hardly convince the style suckers among you who prefer to go on believing that our unquenchable desire for the emotional relevance of fashion and style is what guided by it? Individual spontaneity of instinctual appeal. So, here are a few more styles to come. All you can do is wait and see. In the home computer area, desktop pornography will soon overtake all other forms of software. And, coincidentally, personal shredders will become the most popular add-on. In fact, the PS industry will boom far beyond the PC market, eventually leading to the popularity of a confetti style in many areas such as clothing, music, food, and painting. Next, words, artifacts, fashions, and popsky music from the Soviet Union will become the rage in North America. As Western capitalists make billions trading personal sweater equipment for Soviet clothes, records, decals, dictionaries, and haircuts. The color of money will soon change. In religion, the Quantum Church will continue to grow in stature, overtaking all other traditional faiths by the mid-90s, inspiring random architecture, particle politics, and photon fashions, including electromagnetically suspended halos, which will finally relegate the idea of hats to the dustbin of history. Well, let that suffice for now. Such predictions are useful to manufacturers who must constantly retool to meet the coming fads, and to those in sales who must plan their old fad clearance sales to make room for the new, and to those in mass media who must appear to be providing avant information to eager consumers. Most of our dazed citizens just let the fashion waves wash over them as if they just roll in from an unconscious sea. Cultural imperatives too large to control or understand. Indicated earlier, the style of the style itself. Well, I see my time is up. Tips for weekend entertainment? Well, why don't you just put down that fanzine, turn off that TV, take off all your silly clothes, and think this over.
Listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
Country 90.1. that, friends, brings us to a new dawn in USB history, where we will be playing country music now from now on. Thanks to your generous support. We didn't want to announce this at the beginning of the marathon for the simple reason that a lot of people have kind of distorted views of country music, but we're going to be bringing you all kinds of things like that. The original version of the song that The Clash were later to cover, Should I Stay or Should I Go? A lot of people don't know that it was originally a country song. Jim, you know that, don't you?
I'm not sure.
We're sure that you know. We're sure that you know that. It's interesting, you know, Jim's been here for 2 weeks straight, hasn't left the place once, and hasn't said much more than the few things that he says around here, right?
Yes.
All right. And we like it that way. We're very happy with that. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Thank you for all your help.
No.
I was saying thank you. It doesn't really make sense to say no when I say thank you, but that's just the way you are. So, yeah, Country 90.1 is a reality now. And thank you very much for all your help. Of course, now we're taking phone calls because this is a talk show called Brain Damage, but we're a country talk show now. And what does that mean? Well, I guess it means that we're going to try and talk country-ish. Now, we have someone here that can do that. Do you want to try and just start us off simply? Like, for instance, how would you say hello or something?
Hello.
Okay. I can't do the giggle part, but maybe we... Let's start with the hello. Now, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I can do that. Hello.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We're not trying to offend anybody, although we probably are, and we usually do.
But, I agree completely.
Yeah, of course, and we always offend you too. But we're trying to get people to you know talk in the way of the future, because it is the way of the future, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's heartening to hear. It's very very nice to be able to talk in a civilized tone of voice. And Jim, I know you agree with just about everything that we say.
Please don't do that again.
Sorry, I won't. I promise. We're taking phone calls at 632-6901, but let me hasten to caution everybody about something, all right? We tolerate a lot of things here. We do. We tolerate a lot of things. And one thing that we can no longer tolerate, at least not tonight, is the T word, all right? We will not entertain the T word tonight. You know what that is. You know what the T word is. All of you out there listening right now, you know what I'm talking about, all right? Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you're not the problem, then. This is a call-in show, and we're not going to be doing any, you know, tea activity, if you know what I mean, if you get the drift. Not tonight, anyway. Maybe another night. If you mention a tea word, your history. Understand? I don't want to sound cruel. I don't want to sound mean. But I do want to sound like I mean what I say. And I do. I mean what I'm talking about. I mean what I say. I mean it. I really do. All right. Do we have a bus plunge? As you know, we collect bus plunges around here, and this is a bus plunge with 44 Easter holiday travelers. 44 of them were killed, 33 were injured when a bus careened off a road in Peru's central Andes and plunged 400 yards down an abyss. Police said yesterday in Huancayo, the accident occurred Thursday night above Izcushaca. How would you say that in Hick? Oh, I guess that's about as good as we can. It's a lot easier to say it like that. This is going to be really easy for everybody to become accustomed to. A town 140 miles east of Lima, police said. Police said that Izcushaca, otherwise known as is 140 miles east of Lima. That's what police tell us. Rescue teams worked yesterday to recover bodies, police said. We have to get police telling us everything, otherwise we just won't believe it. Police did not give a cause for the crash, but witnesses, not police, blamed it on a deteriorating road. All right, bus plunge in the Andes. They always seem to happen down there. Buses always plunging left and right. All right, so that's part of the news, part of the things we're going to be bringing you on Brain Damage. It's 24 minutes after 12 o'clock, and did we make our goal? Well, we came close to some goals, just over 23,000 it looks like, which is pretty good. And I really, really hope we get that transmitter moved onto Bald Hill. Everything is so close, but sometimes things just take a little bit of extra time. And Frank's here. Hi, Frank.
Hey, what's up?
I'm going to surprise you and put you on the air. Now,
on the air.
You're the chief engineer around here. What's going on with this this transmitter thing?
We're getting real close, just like you said.
Real close.
We're in the final stages.
Now, real close is closer than very close, right?
Well, let's put it this way. All the legal town and FCC...
Can't use that word. Can't use that word you want to use.
FCC.
The word you're going to use after all that legal, all that FCC, the noun, you know, that
bureaucracy?
Yeah, okay, that's a fine one. You can use that word.
Okay, is out of the way, and that is the big one. That's what took 3+ years.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, lawyers and... lawyers and money.
We almost can't use that word because of the implication.
No gun. I was just looking. You have this CD here that says guns on it. And I was going to say lawyers and money, and I looked down, and I saw the word guns, and that's weird.
It's a great song.
Very weird, yes. Lawyers, guns, and money. Yeah. You know, this hits the fan once in a while.
It does.
Yeah.
Where's the fan, by the way? It's awfully hot in here.
The fan is over here, and it's...
Oh, that's better. Oh, That's really good.
Makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, it does. It's the most expensive item we have around here,
too.
Yeah. That fan costs more than all our CD players and the transmitter.
Yeah.
But now, to get back to the issue at hand, what were we talking about? The transmitter.
Bureaucracy.
The
bureaucracy is out of the way.
Yeah.
All the fights between stations and legal battles.
Nasty fights, but I wonder what a strong guy Norm is.
Yeah, he took some punches.
He always pinned his opponent in the end.
That's right, So, seriously, folks.
Seriously.
No, the big tower is up, which is pretty tall. It's like 350 feet.
Uh-huh.
And
which is taller than our current tower.
Right,
yeah.
And that just went up a couple of weeks ago. I mean, 300 feet of the tower was up, and the last 50 feet had not gone up yet because of zoning problems, and that's all approved, and he finally got the... See, we don't own this tower. This is a tower we're leasing from another company.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go through their own set of hassles to get the tower, first to get it permission to put it on this person's land, and then actually get it up, and then get zoning regulations that this thing can be so high.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got all that, and the extra 50 feet that he had to get the zoning approval on is up.
Oh, he actually put it up?
It's up. There's nothing.
50 feet are up.
There's nothing on it yet, but
you mean that the transmitter, the tower part, is not lying on the ground anymore?
It's actually up on top.
I didn't know about this. Okay, so now
that was just 2 weeks ago that went up. So.
Really? Okay, so I can go down there and I can look.
Actually, the 13th
up at the tower now.
13th of March.
Do they have the lights on the top now?
Oh yeah, the lights.
Really?
The big light bulb at the top. Yeah.
Wow, it's not a flash.
Would you like to go change it with me one night? Yeah.
You have to change it.
No.
Okay. It's not one of the white flashing kinds. It's a red.
It's a red. Well, it's a white bulb, but it's got a red thing around it that makes it.
So look, for all intents and purposes,
it's a red light. It's a red light. Yeah.
It might be white on the inside. All right, but
it's called a beacon.
A beacon.
We don't call them light bulbs. We call them beacons.
What is it beaconing?
It beacons aircraft to stay away, or else they're going to crash.
Well, then that's not a beacon. I guess a beacon tells you to stay away. It's not beckoning. It's the opposite. All right, but regardless of that. All right, so we have this light up there. And we have a
tower. It's not our light.
All right, but if people would like to see the new tower, you know, people driving by on their way home from work, they want to say, oh, that's where the new USB transmitter is going to go.
It's silver, red, and it's red and white, and it's got it's the biggest one there.
It's the biggest one there?
It's the highest
one,
yeah.
It's the one furthest to the west, right?
Furthest to the west, yeah.
Okay, so as you're driving down, say, Nichols Road or something, you see the transmitter or the antenna or the tower, whatever you want to call it, furthest to the west, that's the one
that's
we're going
ours,
on.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we going on?
I don't know. Now, we're in the last stages now of our negotiations with the people who own the tower.
Uh-huh.
Like, how much are we going to pay? Who's going to do the electrical work?
Uh-huh.
You know, who's going to climb the tower and put the antenna up and all those technical
details? We have to negotiate who's going to climb the tower?
Well, no, without going into details.
We have, like, a raffle at the station?
Well, no, you have to use what's called a bonded...
Oh, is that one of these, like, safe things?
Yeah, if he falls off the tower, you know...
Who pays, that kind
of
thing.
He has insurance that, he can pay for his funeral. Yeah.
yeah, I guess. Okay.
But he won't. They usually
How
don't.
Do you carry an antenna up to the top of a tower? I mean, they're pretty heavy.
A winch.
Excuse me?
A winch.
Well, I don't think we should be getting into lifestyles.
I mean, not a winch. No, no, I mean...
define your terms here. I mean...
Nah.
No, Jim, we have to. We have to do that. All right. We just had donuts, folks, and we don't know what was in them.
Sugar high.
Yeah. I'm sorry about this. We will get to your phone calls. By the way, there's a line open, 632-6901. There's
how
one,
could you tell?
One line. I can see. That,
those are the blue question. Lines, too.
Well, we're taking blue line calls.
You're not taking brown line
and
calls.
No T-words. No T-words. No references to the T-words.
Not even this instrument here? I can't mention this instrument?
Well, no. You can mention words beginning with T. It's the T-word. Which
telephone?
I can't. No, you see, I can't tell you because I'd be breaking my own rule if I did.
The T-word.
But regardless of that.
Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No, but just if you guess it, you're going to have to leave. You know, you'll be kicked out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the rule. So totally. I wouldn't try guessing it. All right, so anyway.
Time.
So we have this wench that's climbing up our tower with an antenna strapped to her back. Is that what I understand here?
No, there's an antenna strapped to someone's back, but it's being pulled up by a wench.
We can say wench on the air, by the way. I just want to make sure that people know this. We can say wench, and we can say penis on the air now. No, this came over the teletype, right? We can say penis. We can say ass.
The wench it came.
We can no longer say Madonna.
Nope. You just said it.
After that.
After midnight?
Well, how are they supposed to announce this, then? We can't say those words.
Medusa.
Do you remember when the teletype came across with the seven dirty words that we couldn't say, and we had a special...
We read them on
the air.
Yeah.
Boy, that was fit to be tied. But regardless, okay, so we've got this antenna being dragged up to the... How do they do it, really? I want to know.
A winch.
You see, we're just going to keep going around in circles, and we're not going to get anywhere.
I see what you mean.
Do you know the difference between a wench and a winch?
No, I don't know.
And a wrench?
I know what a wrench is, but a wrench is
right,
not going to get...
Let's just say we use a whatchamacallit, and it goes up, and then somebody screws it up there.
Is it like a helicopter or something? You just like lower it down?
No. It's a cable.
A cable. So you sort of like pull the thing up.
It was a motor.
Like 25 people pulling.
No, there's a motor.
A motor?
Like a 20-horsepower motor.
Why can't a motor climb the thing to change
the
light bulb, then? Can't a motor climb up to change the light bulb? You don't have to send a person up there that way.
Sure you do.
Well, I mean, if you can... All right, I'm not going to get
motors can't screw.
Well, I guess not, yeah. I won't get into that. All right, so when do you think this is going to happen? Soon?
It's hard to say, but I'd say we are within... it has to be done by February of next year, which means we have to start leaving us at least, 3
mm-hmm.
months to complete the project.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that put us? 3 months before February
is
April, May, June, July, August.
Time is running out.
October. October, I'd say, by October.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that would be cool.
Because I don't want to do that in the winter.
No, you don't want to do things like that in the winter.
It's cold.
It does get cold in the winter, especially around here. Well, that's good news. That's good news to hear that we're that close. And certainly what people have pledged over this past couple of weeks is going to help out. It's going to be instrumental in
and
doing this.
And you can still send in money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And if you've been convinced by what we're talking about now that this is a cause worth supporting, then by all means, we will accept any additional pledges if you want to call up with that.
It is going to be a good site. I don't know that for, I know it's going to be good. But from data that we have received of tests of low power transmitters on the same tower but halfway up, it was picked up at the eastern end of Long Island with a low power transmitter. Yeah.
Low power meaning
100 watts.
And we're at 4,000.
We're 4,000.
I see.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen with this signal? Right now the signal kind of peters out around Riverhead. We have that point in Rocky Point where
it'll probably cover to the end of Long Island. We will be a strong beach station.
Uh-huh.
Like from here to the end of Long Island.
So if you want to listen to brain damage on the beach, say, in
or,
the Hamptons.
Yeah,
can,
or even if you have a boat.
Mm-hmm. A strong boat station.
A strong boat station.
Russian trawlers will be able to get us without any problem, any cutout. Okay, how about to the west? Any improvement there?
Not in power, but just because of the height, you will be able to pick us up further. Our signal will get there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll get over the Huntington Hills, finally.
The Huntington Hills, yes, the hills of Huntington.
Oh, boy.
How about Connecticut?
Connecticut will be sporadic, mainly because some friends over there have a station on 90.1.
Uh-huh. Well, they do now.
In Stamford, yeah. And it's sort of blowing us away in that area.
Uh-huh.
But anywhere other than there, we'll probably do all right.
Uh-huh. Should we blow them away?
We're not allowed to.
Oh, we're supposed to talk about that later. Okay.
Well, we'll probably knock down their coverage slightly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But legally.
Well, of course.
Of
everything,
course.
Everything here is legal.
Even theirs is legal.
Legally.
Even
yes.
theirs, so we can't really, you know, say that they did something wrong.
Okay. Well, Frank, thanks very much for stopping in.
Well, you're welcome, most gracious sir.
Thanks for all the...
Oh, so long, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim's not speaking to you.
Jim's not speaking to me?
No. No, Jim is angry.
He can't even bark?
Jim does not bark. Jim has never barked.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Definitely not, Jim.
Woo! I heard that.
Well, Jim has been very, very busy. I don't know how he does it all. He's, you know, he finds time to talk to us on the air.
Yep.
And he does his paperwork at the same time. He's a multifaceted individual and is certainly highly valued around here.
That's impossible.
Well, it's hard to believe, I know, but it is true. It's 25 minutes to 1 o'clock, 8 degrees outside, and this is brain damage. And are we ready for another hick word? Let's see, how about, how would you say, good evening, you're on the air?
Good evening, you're on the air.
Is that giggle part necessary? Is that an important part of it?
Well, yeah. If you didn't have the giggle, then you just wouldn't talk like a hick.
I see. Now, we're not making this up because this is really how people talk in Countryville. And we've imported people from there. This is our new program consultant, in fact. And you're going to be hearing quite a few nice things like the original Clash song there. By the way, that song was done by the Pickets. Should I stay or should I go? Yeah. And maybe we'll hear some more from that later. Anything's possible. It's 36 minutes after 12. We're going to... take some phone calls, 632-6901. And remember, no T words here, because we don't really want to get into that. We'll start off just talking about anything, I guess, and then we'll see if we can find a particular subject to latch on to so that people can call in and ignore it. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Oh, I'm out of my head, actually, but that's okay. Nothing to worry about.
Down here.
Yeah, well, I've been away for a couple of weeks. I went to Chicago. I drove to Chicago, and then I drove back.
Do you have a drug ring up there or something?
Well, no, I just have some friends and had some business to take care of, and it was taken care of, and now it's over. And
we'll all go back to our...
Well, you know, I'm not really at liberty to say, because there's a lot of, you know, questions that will be asked, but let's just say it was done successfully.
It's good to hear you and Jim, too.
Uh-huh.
I like to hear Jim.
Well, Jim likes to hear himself as well.
That's right.
Yes. Could you have him say something?
He talks when he feels like talking.
That couldn't be.
That's how it is.
What?
He's disagreeing with me, but that's how it is. That's how he talks.
All right.
I don't know.
What were you talking about? I tuned in late. I'm sorry. About, like, the future or whatever?
The future is unwritten. The future is ours. The future is tomorrow.
I have a question about the future.
Okay. We can answer that.
It's about the... It's not, like, critical. It's about the future of the show.
Uh-huh. The future of this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the way Matt's taking it. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, Matt's the guy we have to sit down and have a long talk with.
You need to beat him silly.
Well, we've tried that, and it only makes him sillier.
Yes, I hear he gets his jollies. But last week there were a lot of empty phone lines towards the end of the show, and that upset me.
Empty phone lines. Empty phone. Well, what does an empty phone line sound like? Oh, yeah. I guess I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see. And I think I know why it was.
And
why he had so many empty phone lines.
Why is that?
Because he mentioned earlier in the show something about an SR word, and I don't know what it was, and I'm afraid that if I say, like, sweaty rhinoceros on the air, I'll get cut off, and it made me very paranoid, and I lost lots of sleep.
Yeah.
And I lost my job and my friends, and I've become a hermit.
You lost all your friends.
Yes, and it's making me crazy because I don't know what this SR word is.
SR word.
And he says anyone who says it will be cut off the air and... beaten with noodles.
Wow.
Like the Mary Queen of Scots, he said.
Well, we have a lot of noodles here, but I was wondering what they were for.
I don't know what it is.
They're the wavy kind.
So it's making me...
They hurt.
Yeah.
They hurt a lot.
Yeah, I'm feeling very funny.
Wow. Well, we'll try and get to the bottom of that. But, you know, those are his rules. We don't care about the SR word so much as the T word, you know.
I don't know what the SR word is, and it's making me nutty.
It's making me nutty now, just thinking about it. I don't know. I don't know where this S word came from. SR word.
Yeah.
SR word.
It could be like smelly racquetball, but I don't know.
Well, I'm sure when you get it, you'll know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe you can answer it, or maybe Jim can.
Maybe it's a word that begins with SR. You know, maybe it's not two words. Maybe it's one word.
You said it was two words.
For the dictionary? Oh, really? It's two words. Two words beginning with S and then R.
I don't know. Does Jim know?
Jim, any idea?
No way.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
That's crazy.
Are you sure?
Definitely not.
I'm sure. It was on. Do you have a tape of last week's show? You can check for yourself.
Well, we'll have to write to the FCC Complaints Department and get their copy.
Yeah.
Our machine wasn't working here last week, and
there's a lot of unhappy brain damaged listeners because of this.
Well,
I can guarantee you.
Most brain damaged listeners are usually unhappy, but for them to be even more unhappy is something that's a national danger, I think.
Yeah, this is causing an outrage.
Uh-huh. I noticed an outrage as I was driving in. I was wondering what was causing it, and now I know.
That's why.
Yeah.
Were they holding signs that said, like, tell us what SR means?
No, it was just a general pervasive mood of outrage that I felt.
I have a question. Can you answer it?
Well, gosh, that's a tough question.
Or maybe Jim can answer it.
Can I answer the question? I don't know. That's the best way I can answer that question. I don't know.
It could be.
Why can't the Trix Rabbit get his own damn bowl of cereal? Why does he have to steal it from kids?
I think the answer to that, the answer to that is very deeply rooted in society, the ills of society, and how certain groups, certain people, based on their lifestyles and also on the way they look, are denied very basic rights that we take for granted, like a bowl of cereal. That's a very good question, a rather serious note to start the program on, why he can't get his own bowl of cereal, and obviously he wants his own bowl of cereal.
He always steals it from kids.
Well, and that's what he's... And of course, by doing that, he's relegated to the position of child thief, not one who steals children, but one who steals from children. And of course, that's one of the lowest things you could ever be. But how else? I mean, adults don't eat Twix.
Trix.
Excuse me. Wrong product.
Yeah, you should try Hooked on Phonics.
I got Hooked on Phonics once, and I had to go to the Betty Ford Clinic to get off it.
It worked for me.
I don't know. You know, it's a deeply rooted problem, and something that no doubt sociologists and psychologists will be devoting many dollars to.
Him and Barney Rubble with the Fruity Pebbles, too. I'm afraid they're going to move up to, like, statutory rape or something, and it hurts me.
Yeah, it's something to think about. You know, speaking of Barney, though, a different Barney, there's lots of Barneys. There's Barney Rubble. There's Barney from The Simpsons. What's his last name?
Barney Gumble.
No, I don't think that's it. But then there's Barney, the stupid dinosaur Barney.
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
I am him, actually. I'm the guy in the costume.
Oh, please.
You know, when you see him on TV, that's me. And I make a lot of money doing that.
Well, in any event, I saw an advertisement when I was in Pennsylvania. Big purple billboard sign with little dots on it. And it said, Barney says advertise here. Except they spelled Barney B-A-R-N-I-E. Now, of course, Barney is spelled B-A-R-N-E-Y. So what they did was they managed to incorporate purple, the name Barney, and something to do, and somehow avoid having to pay any kind of copyright to the real Barney.
Just that they need Hooked on Phonics, too.
And the real Barney is not even real.
Yeah, he is. It's me.
Yeah, but I mean, your real name is not Barney.
Well, no,
you're not really,
I'm Floyd.
You're not really a dinosaur.
I am really a dinosaur, but Barney's not my real name.
Your real name is what?
Floyd? Yeah.
Kick-ass album.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really happy with it.
Purple.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, pink, purple, what's the difference?
It's but sort of, purple, you know, and green. It's green spot.
Can we just call you Lavender?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, whatever. It's only a color.
Yeah.
You know? What is a color, anyway?
I
know what a color is.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know what I'm saying.
It's one of the wavelengths of light.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, and a good way to perceive things.
Yes.
I was thinking just yesterday, I was looking through an art book, you know, one of those books of pictures in the city.
Why were you doing that?
I was just there, right, and I was looking through an art book of pictures.
Have a lot of spare time.
Well, I had some. I don't think we should turn this into an investigation of my life here.
All right.
But basically, I was just looking at a book, and I was looking at pictures of New York City, and I realized how much better New York City looks in black and white. You know, don't you agree? It's somehow it looks really good in black and white.
I don't have the time to compare pictures of New York in black and white and in color.
Well, I think that's just sad because people need to be able to appreciate the finer things of life.
I spend my time beating midgets with celery.
I see. Well, sir, it's been very interesting and enlightening talking with you.
Yes, try and get to the bottom of this SR mystery for me.
No question about
it. I will, and Jim's on it, too, and we'll get to the bottom of it. Thanks again.
Thank you, Eric.
No, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, I mean it. Thank you. Oh, boy, Spiney.
Hey.
Where's your spine been?
Less. I've been spineless.
You've been spineless. You Zappa completely wiped you away today.
Zappa, and before that, those dirty little hippies, the Grateful Dead.
Wait, you mean for 2 weeks in a row you've been sort of wiped off the face of the earth?
A.
By the Dead and then by Zappa.
I don't mind being wiped by Zappa because Zappa's cool. But the Grateful Dead, that just makes my skin crawl.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, that's, you know, Zappa would appreciate the joke that I almost made just now. When we said first the Dead and then Zappa, I was going to say Zappa is dead, but, you know. He would have thought that was funny.
He might write in and say, yeah, it was
no, he
funny.
Would have thought that was funny. I mean, they said in his press release when he died that he went off for his final road show, you know.
Ah.
So don't tell me they wouldn't see the humor in that.
All right.
Yeah, they would.
Do you guys have any space robot calls yet?
No.
SR! Space robot!
Wait, that's not that's Matt's rules.
What, can't say SR?
I can say space robots. Space robots, space robots, space robots.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Can you say duty?
But I can't say the T word and nobody else can.
Huh.
Okay, because that's my rule.
I met them.
You met who?
SRs.
You did? They exist? I thought they were just voices on telephones.
No, they exist. One of the guys looked like the guys from Hall & Oates.
Uh-huh.
He looks like Oates.
Well, that's pretty sad, huh?
Yeah.
If anybody to look like that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're learning Hick Talk today. And what should our next lesson be?
The proper use of y'all.
Oh, y'all.
Well, that's hee-haw.
No, y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah. Oh, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Y'all. Okay. You almost did the giggle. I interrupted you again. Say, go ahead.
Y'all.
What do you think?
That is actually the proper...
No, y'all come back now here.
Uh-huh.
Pronoun for more than one you.
Wow, there's just so much to learn, you know. I took a course, you know, in linguistics in college.
Did they teach you yonder?
But they didn't teach us Hick Talk. They really didn't, and there's so much to learn there.
Yes,
there is. So much to learn there. But it doesn't originate in Hicksville, by the way.
No?
Nope, does not. I want to shatter that myth while we're here.
Is he a Hick? Is he your resident?
But, yes, but he's not from Hicksville.
Oh, but he's your resident Hick authority.
Well, he's from out of the area. He's been brought in to consult with our new programming. You know, what do you think about going all country?
Yes, all country, all
now,
the time.
Now, how does that affect the psychedelic show?
I can play psychedelic country.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't affect me at all.
Okay, any particular bands that you're going to be focusing on?
Give me a while. Give me a very long while.
There's some research, I'm sure, in there, but I think you can do it.
I could.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not from down south?
Well, he's from out of the state, yeah.
Right.
Can we say your state? North Carolina.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, do you have a word? You know dragonflies?
Well, dragonflies?
The insect dragonflies.
Oh, no. What's a dragon? That's the big things, like, those big dragon things. They fly? They don't fly.
They have another word?
Dragons don't exist. Dragons are fictitious.
Darning needles?
Who?
Fictitious.
Thank you. Fictitious.
Snake doctors.
Fictional. Snake doctors are dragonflies?
South.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we're getting into the more cultural than language, you know.
That's linguistics.
We're trying to focus on the language aspect. There's much to...
Because there's linguistic barriers, and they segregate the states.
Wow.
Over that magic language line, they call it something else.
You're so learned, Spiney. You're so
learned.
Learned, yes.
And educated.
Well,
hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim agrees. Jim is... appreciative of all this. Well, okay, it's 12:48. This is Brain Damage, and we've got a lot of ground to cover. Here's an item. A contractor charged the Navy $544 for a spark plug connector available at local hardware stores for $10.77. That's right, $10.77. A contractor charged the Navy $544. On a new page in the Pentagon's book of high-priced hammers and toilet seats, a House panel is investigating possible price gouging. The spark plug connector helps run the Navy's Pioneer unmanned aerial vehicle, a drone aircraft used to take reconnaissance videotape of battlefronts. Three Navy whistleblowers, frustrated by their own superiors, alerted the House Armed Services Investigation Subcommittee to what they said was chronic overbilling for spare parts. $544. for a spark plug connector. That's something. Well, don't take your car to the Navy to get it fixed. Probably won't be happy with the estimate. 632-6901, good morning.
What's up, Eric?
How you doing?
Math teacher spot.
Math teacher, okay. Any new material?
Yeah, I got some new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you really outdid yourself last time.
I know, that was pretty good, right?
Well, hold on. We have a tape changing to do here. So if we have to change our tape because we're... album, you know, for the brain damage album.
It's like really long.
It's really well. You want to maybe set it up for us? Tell us what it's all about.
Tells a story about his neighbor's dog.
His neighbor's dog?
Yeah, his neighbor's dog, and how it got hit by a pizza truck.
So okay, the math teacher's neighbor's dog got hit by a pizza truck.
Yeah.
You didn't order the pizza, I hope.
Nah, and then don't hang up. I'll. It's like, is it right if it's like. Like 4 or 5 minutes long.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, wait, is it really good?
Yeah, really good. It's okay. Like the whole story. It's like crystal clear too.
How is sound quality is good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm ready. I'm sure everybody else is ready.
All right, so don't hang up on me.
Math teacher spy presentation of this week. Here's the story of the dog that got hit by the pizza truck.
All right, hold on now. Right?
All right, let's roll. Jim, you ready?
No, I just got a
doubt in my mind.
The phone.
All right, there's nothing in Jim's mind here. All okay. Right.
Butch. Boris wasn't very happy that Butch had
peeked over the fence and fooled around, you know? It was funny. Boris was very, very unhappy. So I think Boris was kind of happy that Butch got squished by the disc.
Yeah?
Well, that's quite a story there. So, wait, if I understand correctly, the dog got smushed by a pizza truck and then got buried in a pizza box?
Yep.
That's...
Wasn't that cool?
That's, I guess, irony. That's like Shakespearean irony there. Do you think the math teacher is starting to catch on that he's being broadcast every week and maybe he's putting more effort into his stories? It seems that way.
I have no clue, man.
I mean, that was a good stand-up performance right there, you know? That's something that, I mean, people would pay money to hear a story like that.
Want
to
hear something else?
Yeah.
I'm a math teacher already.
It's not your math teacher. Something.
Helen, and I can't get up.
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just get it. I have it on my PC.
That's a good thing to have.
All right. Fallen. All right. Ready? Ready? Yo?
Ready.
Eric.
I am ready.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Is that
good?
Oh,
that's good. That's good. You know, I wish we had that on card around here, because we can certainly use that.
Yeah, I got another one ready.
Jim, what do you say for that?
I absolutely disagree.
Jim doesn't like that idea.
He doesn't?
He's in charge of cards, too, so I don't
know.
It's
Andrew Dice Clay, but it's not really bad. You want to hear that really quick?
What's that one?
Andrew Dice Clay.
I don't think I want to hear Andrew Dice Clay on the radio.
Say nothing bad.
Really? That's an exception.
I know, it's weird.
Okay, let's try it then.
I think this is the blow or something.
Andrew Dice Clay, not
oh,
saying something bad.
Christmas, I have to find it. All right, ready?
Let's go.
Hey, it's Christmas time. Blow me.
Yeah?
I guess that's about as clean as it gets.
Yeah.
All right, listen, thanks for the... don't risk your life with this math teacher guy.
Wait, I think I have a math teacher saying space robot.
You don't have the math teacher
saying
space.
You want to make a bet? I want to make a bet, Eric.
How can you get a math teacher to talk about space?
I have it right here.
Well, actually,
it might not be that clear, but
what reason is your math teacher telling stories about dogs getting run over by cars when he probably should be teaching you more, you know, numerical type things? Was there a mathematical equation somewhere in there?
Yeah, I told you I was in general math.
That's very, very general.
All right.
All right,
try
okay.
to play the space robot one.
General math.
Might be a little like...
He won the war, you know.
The sound quality might not be as good, but I'll play it anyway. Ready?
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Well, I heard some female person saying space robots. Now, he repeat that?
What?
Did he say space robots, too?
Yeah, you couldn't hear it, right?
Not all that clear. I think I heard it. But now...
The sound quality of that tape wasn't it.
Why is he talking about space robots?
And
is there always that much noise in the classroom?
Yeah.
It's a real social gathering there, isn't it?
Only just flip the tape. I have no clue what it's on it, and you'll see how much noise. Just like join the class.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I just gotta flip it.
You know about this class?
I just flipped the tape. I have no clue where it's at. Ready?
Well, let me get yourself out of here. Well, let me. Well, that's a shame to do that. Stop telling me that. Well, you seem to have complaints every day. Yeah. Well, I just wonder, because every other
you seem to wonder every day about things here.
Yeah. I just want to be with you.
You're going to be here all the time from now on.
Yeah.
Every,
no, I'm not.
Every period. Yeah. Oh, yes, you are.
No, I am.
Yes, you are.
What?
I'm never going to walk the halls again from this course. Not after what I've been hearing about you. I don't like it. Walk from the building. Now, number 7 says, find a premium that this person would pay
out
of
college.
Eric?
Yeah.
Hello?
That's something, yeah.
He was just yelling at him?
Yeah, he was yelling at him good.
So all I did was flip the tape, see? It's like, it's chaos in there.
It's massive chaos. How long does this class last? 50 minutes or something?
No, it's a regular period.
Which is what? How long?
42 minutes.
42 minutes.
Yeah.
I see.
He's
well,
a good guy, though.
He's a good guy, yeah. He sounds like a good guy. Sounds like a real talented guy.
Oh, and we're about to say Space Robot?
This week you are, but I mean, I think we're reaching a saturation point.
Because Matt doesn't like when we say that.
Yes, well, I mean, you know, Matt's got his rules, we've got our rules here.
I just want to express that.
When Matt is there, though, I would...
I had a Space Robot Dave that called before.
Okay, but I would urge everybody to respect Matt's rules when Matt is on, if you want Matt to respect you.
All right.
Okay, well, now, that's something. That is something, yes. Thanks for calling.
You want me to get another tape for next week?
Well, I don't want you to risk your life. I really don't. I mean, people have gotten hurt during this kind of thing before, you know? Spying on teachers or recording teachers.
It's up to you. Do you really want me to?
I mean, you know, they have corporal punishment again, don't they?
Do you want me to, like, tape it them up? Play it every week?
Well, you see, I'm in the position where I can't condone this kind of thing. I can't tell you to do something like that. But what I can do is just say, well, we'll certainly listen to what you have to say in the future and give you an inordinate amount of airtime to express these various expressions.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, take care. That's something, isn't it? You just never know. You just never know who's out there. Math teacher. Now, we don't have to limit this to math teachers. We can spy on science teachers. We can spy on administrators. We can spy on our parents. Ooh, that's a dangerous thought. It's the magic of tape, you know? And the magic of radio. And the radio is WUSB in Stony Brook, where it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and this is Brain Damage. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back with some more phone calls. Remember, no T words. And in an hour, it's going to be 2 hours later. Yes, that's Wendy James with a song that sounds kind of like a Clash song, London's Brilliant, but it's actually written by Elvis Costello. How do you like that? As is every song on this record, Now Ain't the Time for Your Tears. Here on WUSB in Stony Brook, where it's 3 minutes after 1 o'clock, this is Brain Damage, and we have a couple of news stories to pass on, and we'd like to get people's opinions on these things that we're about to talk about. First of all, well, why don't we start with the smoking thing, and then we'll go into this thing over here. All right, but the smoking thing, just so that you can get a taste of what's to come in the future as USB plunges into the country music scene, it's going to be read in the vernaculum, if you will.
That's unthinkable.
Uh-huh. If you will, anyway, that we will be adopting in the future. Namely, the... I guess hick is kind of a... I don't know, it could be sort of as a derogatory term. Is there a better word? I guess sort of down-to-earth. How's that? Down-to-earth way of speaking. Yeah. So we're going to read this story, which is from the New York Times, concerning a smoking controversy involving Shea Stadium. And we'll have our resident programming consultant flown in from North Carolina telling us about that story. And go ahead.
Well, you know, out in Shea Stadium, there's a Marlboro sign. It's right below the Mets sign, you know. And they want to take it away because they think that it's influenced little kids to smoke. Now, this is ridiculous because, now, if you want to get little kids to smoke, you just give them cigarettes. You don't show them a sign, okay? Now you want to show them a sign that wants to make them say, start smoking, that's fine. But a Marlboro sign ain't gonna do it. You understand? I mean, it just ain't gonna work.
Wait, we're reading from the New York Times here. The New York Times is saying all this? You understand and that kind of thing?
Well, no.
Are you sort of elaborating on it a little bit?
I'm just... The New York
Times... All right, well, do it the way you feel comfortable doing it.
Well, the New York Times, you know...
Not the Associated Press guidebook there, but okay, I guess we can deal with it.
It's not right. I'm right.
We're not questioning that. No way.
I don't believe that's a good idea.
No, it would not be a good idea to question that. No, go ahead.
Well, you know, you want me to read the article?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, continue.
Just like a hapless base runner caught between a rundown between third and home plate, the New York Mets went to court yesterday to seek a way out of conflicting obligations to New York City and Philip Morris in a long-standing dispute over a Shea Stadium billboard advertising Marlboro cigarettes.
Sounded like Norm.
The bell in left center field, an eyeful for television viewers and fans in the stadium, is a target of anti-smoking advocates. They sued last year to force the city, as the owner of Shea Stadium, to remove it, saying it teaches children to associate smoking with athletic prowess. Fulfilling a recent promise by the mayor, Rudolph W. What's his last name?
You're from out of the area, so you don't know how to pronounce the mayor's name. I mean, I think that's something, that's a regionality. That's what we call that, a regionality. You don't know how to pronounce the mayor's name. Dinkins, right? Koch? Bean? Lindsay?
Giuliani?
It's pronounced Gilly...
Giuliani.
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 Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fulfilling a recent...
It's important that we get the pronunciation right. Giuliani. Right?
Hi.
Giuliani.
Giuliani?
I guess it's a regionalism, another one.
I'll have to check the lines on that.
Check the lines. Go out there. See what the people are saying. All right. Just Giuliani it is from now on.
Well,
for intents and purposes.
Fulfilling a recent promise by...
They're always in a piss cup.
We have some conversation going on in the background there. Okay. That was real conversation from real people that were passing by the studio. It's always good to hear what the people say. You know?
I'm insulted.
I asked to hear what the people said, and I heard what the people said, you know, and that's all that matters. It wasn't that bad.
That's not right.
No, it's not. It's not right. It's not right.
Fulfilling a recent promise by the mayor, Rudolph W. Giuliani.
No, I said Giuliani. Well, never mind. Say it however you want to say it. Go ahead.
The city park department last week ordered the Mets to remove the sign before the home opener against Chicago Cubs on April 11th. Which is, what, 2 days?
Well, no, it's April 2nd now. Oh. Well, actually, it's April 3rd now. And in an hour, it's going to be April 4th. Oh, no, that's the time, not the date. I'm sorry. No, we don't do that yet. Okay, we're just skipping ahead one hour. Okay.
It cited hail hazards.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What am I getting these dirty looks for? Go ahead.
Are you finished?
No, I'm having problems with my producer in the other room.
Are you finished?
No, I think I might be finished, actually.
Well,
you might be hearing Jim Wiener next week in this particular.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Well, it might be true. It might be true. I wish I wouldn't do it either. But
you just shut up and try.
All right. Yeah, come in here and they start bossing you around. Go ahead.
A city policy against tobacco advertisements on public property and a lease ban on signs not in keeping with with Shay's character and dignity. But under a night.
what exactly are you talking about?
You told me to read the article.
Yeah, I know that, but you're starting mid-sentence. That doesn't make any sense.
But you interrupted me.
All right. Well, once one interrupts, you should start from the beginning of the sentence.
I tried that. You don't want me to read Giuliani again.
Giuliani. How much further in this
That's
article?
It. I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done.
That's the end of the article there. All right, now my article here that I have is I'm getting this really, really dirty look from Wiener now. Really, really dirty. I mean, if looks could kill, but fortunately this is look-proof glass that was separating us, so it can't. Who saw David Letterman the other night I guess it was Thursday night. When Madonna was on. Well, here's something from the New York Times on that. The New York Times writing about Madonna. We're not allowed to say that. I'm sorry, I just realized that. So we're just going to refer to that as the M word from now on.
Right.
When Late Show with David Letterman booked the M word as a guest this week, we all thought she was going to have fun with the lines. Dave has gotten off her. Gotten off about her. Gotten off about her, said Robert Morton, one of the show's executive producers. We certainly didn't expect what we got. What the M-word delivered on Thursday night was a string of obscenities that had the CBS censors working overtime. The M-word had to be bleeped more than a dozen times in her 20-minute interview with Mr. Letterman, a record for his show, and CBS executives said more than anyone at that network can remember for any previous show. The show, more of a confrontation than a conversation, produced an enormous 8.6 rating for Mr. Letterman, in the ratings for the nation's largest 27 cities. Of course, you have to wonder, how did they know that this was going to happen? You know, you get high ratings when you know something's going to happen, and I don't know, maybe they just thought something like that was going to happen, so they all tuned in. That was higher, the rating of 8.6 was higher than the primetime ratings for either CBS or the Fox network on Thursday night. Imagine that. The show also generated numerous calls of protest to CBS, but the network, citing a corporate policy of covering their asses, and that is a word we can say now, refused to say how many of these numerous calls of protest they got, but they got numerous ones. So you have to define the word numerous, and then you know how many. Peter LaSalle, the show's other executive producer, described the experience as kind of nightmarish, but added that Mr. Letterman had clearly maintained his poise and won the studio audience over. Now, of course, you have to wonder. You're in this studio. David Letterman is the host, you know? You're there to see him, to see his show. It's the David Letterman show. How would he have to win them over? I think they're already sort of on his side, you know? It's like the New York Mets winning over their... Well, that's a bad example. It's like any normal team having to win over their own fans. I don't think you have to worry about that. Mr. Letterman never lost his temper or stopped looking for opportunities to turn the situation into humor. When his director, Hal Gurney, found a Norman Rockwell-esque couple from Appleton, Wisconsin, sitting in the audience and put them on camera looking appalled at Madonna's vulgarities, Mr. Letterman called out to them, "I wish you'd adopt me." Mr. Morton said, I'm sorry, the M-word. I'm sorry.
That's not the
M-word. No, I said another. I can't say it again, but I did say it.
Oh.
I heard myself. Mr. Morton said Mr. Letterman was unhappy but not completely surprised by the show. He said that before the broadcast, the M-word had... am I in trouble? Okay. The M-word had been completely cooperative with the Letterman staff, who had even helped her write a top 10 list to read on the air. Once on camera, however, she tossed it over her shoulder. Are you authorized to take apart the studio like that? Okay. People are dismantling bits of equipment as we speak. And it's not really considered right to do that while someone's on the air, particularly.
No, why are you doing that then, Eric?
How could I be dismantling the studio when I'm talking?
No, we're just taking some information off some pieces of paper. You're dismantling the studio.
I see.
We have information.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
That's absolutely the most ridiculous assertion I've ever heard.
All right. You made your point. What? You just here to bust my chops or something? Is that it?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, see that you don't. See that you don't. Would you like me to help you get that, Jim?
Yes. Thank you very much.
No problem. You want me to reach over there
and
pull that sign off the speaker? Is that what you want?
Absolutely so.
Okay. What do you think of the way the show is going so far?
Quite interesting.
Ah. Okay. Well, you know, I think it's going to be very hard to keep playing this tape here and make it seem like Jim is actually here.
Need a hand there?
Possibly.
Okay.
Here, Jim, there's your sign, and...
I just can't agree with that.
Well, I didn't say anything yet. What do you say when someone...
Of course I can agree with that. What does that man mean?
All right, well, never mind.
I would like to take your telephone.
Thank you, Eric.
You're taking the telephone? I need the telephone. This is a telephone show.
You said the T word.
No, I didn't. I didn't say the other T word.
What's that?
Can you imagine if they ran CNN like this? People coming in, destroying the studio while you're trying to be serious? All right. Let me just get myself back together here. Tossed it over her shoulder. Despite the evident tension... You got a problem with the way I did that?
You started in the middle of a sentence.
I started in the middle of a sentence, yes. I can do that. Because I kept my tone proper.
Oh.
I know what I was talking about. Despite the evident tension, that's harder to say than you would think. Despite the evident tension between host and guest, who objected to Mr. Letterman's propensity for making jokes about her reputation for a promiscuity, Mr. Morton said the M-word had even taped a comedy piece after leaving the stage for future use by the Letterman show. She couldn't have been lovelier at that point, he said. Like Dave said on the air, she was just acting up there. On Thursday night's show, Mr. Letterman commented, "It was a lot of fun. We hope to have the M-word back as soon as possible." After a pause, he added, "April Fool." The... M-word's stormy appearance produced tabloid headlines and extensive television coverage, and even an article on page 13 of the New York Times on Saturday. She certainly got attention, Mr. Morton said. I had to wonder, are the people in the M-word's camp slapping each other five over this? In fact, the M-word's camp, in the words of her publicity agent, Liz Rosenberg, seemed to be taking the furor in stride. So much for Holy Thursday, Ms. Rosenberg said. What do people expect from the M-word? She added that the M-word had not deliberately planned to spew so much colorful language, but noting the news headlines yesterday, Ms. Rosenberg said they fall for it every time, don't they? As for negative reaction to her behavior, Ms. Rosenberg said, it doesn't bother her. It's on to the next. The M-word's not much of a reflective girl. So there you go. Anybody see that?
Well, I saw the last part.
All right, well, I saw a little bit of it, but I didn't see the whole thing. So I'd like to know if anybody saw the whole thing and what they thought of it. Is that good television? Is this good radio? I don't know. 17 minutes after 1 o'clock, let's take some phone calls. 632-6901, area code 516. Good morning.
How you doing, Eric?
That's a serious question. I'm doing all right.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I could be doing better, but I could be doing worse.
I had a question about the transmitter.
It's a question about the transmitter.
Will it reach down to Georgia?
You know, I wish our chief engineer was here. Is it going to reach down to North Carolina?
Well, that's what I want to know that, because I really love the show. You know, I just really love the show a lot. And now I live in North Carolina. I want to, you know, listen to it.
You see, I think maybe it will, but the problem is all these other stations feel they have the right throughout the country to transmit on 90.1. If we can make 90.1 sort of a holy frequency, you know, that nobody else transmits on, then I think you might be able to pull us in.
See, I'm going to boot camp down there next week. I don't know if I can pick up the station down there.
Wow, boot camp, huh?
Yeah.
How long are you going to go there for?
For Benin for 8 weeks of a boot camp and a 5 weeks of advanced individual training.
Wow, and when you come back, are you going to have like a title or something?
I hope to be an Army Airborne or a Ranger.
Wow, that's going to be something.
Yeah.
Well, boot camp is fun, I hear.
Yeah, I heard so too.
Yeah, I mean, people eat Snickers and things like that, you know, while they're training.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Well, no, it's like it's what you do. It builds up your strength because everybody knows there's a lot of vitamins in those things.
Vitamins.
That's what I heard. Look, I just watch TV. That's all I know. But we will try and boost the signal as much as we can, and hopefully you'll pick us up down there.
Yeah, my drill instructor would probably love you.
You're who?
My drill instructor down there.
I get along very well with drill instructors, especially the ones with the shaved heads.
Yeah.
You know, because they like to point me out as as a type of person to avoid, and it tends to inspire the cadets too in various places. I've heard that. I've gotten postcards.
I had another question.
Okay.
Why don't you like Matt?
I didn't say I didn't like Matt. Is that the impression I'm giving? I don't like Matt?
Yeah.
No, I don't. We get along fabulously. Oh. And just because he's in here 1 week and I'm not here, now I'm in here 1 week and he's not here, doesn't mean that we don't like to be in the same room together. I mean, of course, we have to talk dimensions of the room. I mean, a room, say, smaller than 10 by 10 does tend to get a bit cramped sometimes. You know, so you have to have space, your own little corner, your own little, you know, walls and places to hide behind. It's very good to have. It's healthy.
I'm trying to talk Matt to go to boot camp with me.
You know, that would be a very good idea. What, 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
8 weeks would be fine. I think it would do him a world of good, and I would support that decision. I would.
Definitely. I asked because you guys got along, because last time I talked to him, he called you a rat bastard.
Well, you know, there's sort of an affectionate term that Matt has for a lot of people. Rat, yeah, it's, you know, we love each other. We do. I can say it. I can say it here on the air because it's true. Because it's true. We get along, you know, we get along like, I don't know. We don't get along like anybody else has ever gotten along, but we do get along.
No, I enjoy your show a lot better. Like another call said earlier, there's a lot of empty lines last time. Everybody was on the T line.
Uh-huh. So. Well, yeah, you know, we don't like empty lines.
Yeah.
Empty lines, they're no good for anybody. They're no good for the lines. They're no good for the people. They're no good for me.
Can I say hi to some people?
Sure.
Say hi to Sam and Vanessa, my friend Ryan, and I'll talk to them when I get back from boot camp.
All right. Well, you have fun at boot camp. Why do they call it boot camp anyway?
Because you wear boots.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I guess they have to think of names for things, and
yeah,
that's what they came up with.
I think you should go there, too.
Well, you know, I'd like to. I would like to, but somehow I tend to cause trouble at things like that. I don't know why. I just, you know.
I know why.
Why?
You're a fucking asshole.
All right. Well, thanks very much. Good evening.
All right, Eric.
Yes.
Why couldn't you say the M word?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but we can't say that word.
Why not, though?
Because it's been dictated that we're not allowed to. I mean, we made a mistake and we said it once, but they'll forgive us.
I mean, could you have said it before the Letterman show?
Yeah, we could have said it then, but, you know, recent events make things different.
Yeah. What's going on?
I don't know. What's going on? You called me.
Well, what are you doing in the studio right now?
What's that? What's that noise? Did you hear that click?
Yeah, I heard it.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh. They're listening in on us, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're listening in. I can't stand it when they do that.
There it is again.
All right, just remain calm, all right?
Okay.
It's quite possible there's people listening in on this conversation, and that's just something that we're going to have to live with.
Plus, I'm a crazy person.
Yeah, crazy people. Crazy people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what are we doing? We're just acting normal. We're not doing anything illegal. We're just talking, having a normal conversation here on a Saturday night, waiting for the clocks to change. Yes, that's what we're doing, waiting for the clocks to change.
At 2?
At 2 o'clock, it becomes 3 o'clock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, when's the next time it changes?
It won't change again, I think, till October when it becomes 2 o'clock again. No, it'll become 1 o'clock at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And that's when I have to do a three-hour show. You know, I don't understand it. I have to do a three-hour show when the clocks go back, but when the clocks go ahead, I still have to do a two-hour show. Does that make any sense to you?
I should have to do a one-hour.
I should have to do a one-hour show.
It changes at 2, so...
Right.
Your show was from 1 to 3.
Right, but it changes at 2 in the fall, too. You know? It changes at the same time. So how come I wind up doing more and never doing less? It's not right, is it?
Huh.
And that's the way my whole life has been. Always doing more, never doing less.
But it's not fair, you know.
It's not fair. No, it's not fair. But who do you talk to, you know? Who do you file forms with? Nobody has answers.
God, I don't know.
Yeah, try reaching God these days. Has no call waiting, has nothing. Anyway, I don't mean to take all my troubles out on you.
Right.
I mean, you just called to tell me about what? What'd you call to tell me about?
I don't know.
That's right. You haven't really said anything yet, have you?
No, not really.
You know, for a second there, it sounded like you were talking with two voices.
No, I'm not. Why?
Oh, okay. It just sounded like you were talking with two voices.
No.
But I heard two voices at once.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. No, I don't hear anything either. I just think there's somebody listening, that's all.
Maybe there is.
Yeah.
By some crazy psycho bastard.
Yeah, well, they're out there. They're all out there.
Huh? They're looking in on us.
Watching every move, watching every motion we make.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody disagrees with him because he's such a pessimist.
You always have something to say.
He's always a pessimist.
Please don't do that again.
And always barking out commands. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for... thank you very much for calling and helping us out here. Have a good night and a healthy tomorrow and... be careful when you change the clocks. Most home accidents occur when standing on a footstool to change the clock in the kitchen. That's something from the Surgeon General. It's a public service announcement that we're supposed to read every time. We're supposed to read it all day long, actually, because what we discovered was a lot of brain-damaged listeners, not brain-damaged listeners, but listeners to the program Brain Damage, who often fit both categories, a lot of them have already changed the clock forward, and quite a few have changed it back, and that's something else. That's another problem. And they were calling at 11 o'clock wondering where the show was, and of course it was still 11 o'clock. It wasn't 12 o'clock yet, so the show wasn't on the air yet. And I'm sure there's people calling now asking why we're still here. It's still 1:25. It's not 2:25 yet, but at 2:25, oh my God, there will never be a 2:25. Hey, wait a minute. Do you realize if you ask to meet somebody at 2:25 on April 3rd, 2:25 in the morning on April 3rd, you can get away with anything because that time will never show up? You can say, I was there at the dock. I was waiting at the dock at 2:25 a.m. and you weren't there. And there's absolutely no way you can be proven wrong because 2:25 never came. It's like, you know, you can say, I'll meet you on February 30th, or I'll meet you on April 31st, but most people have gotten wise to those tricks by now. But, I mean, if you write it down on the record somewhere, and it's written in the future, 2:25 a.m. on Sunday, April 3rd, I was at this place, nobody will be able to prove that you weren't there because that time never existed. I wish I'd had more time to think about this. Wow. Okay, well, that's something for next year anyway. What should we do when 2 o'clock approaches? We've called the time before, and that can be fun, but it can also be kind of dull. I don't know. I'm sure we'll think of an appropriate way to ring in this skip in time. A skip in time does not affect you physically, too, I was asked to point out. It just sort of, one minute you're here, the next minute you're there. You know, it's kind of like walking through one of those doorways. You know, where you walk through one room and then you wind up like on another part of the planet, or on another planet too sometimes. It's just like that, you know, the same feeling you get when you walk through those doors and you wind up in different places. So it's nothing to worry about. No need to panic. Unless you feel like panicking. Good evening. Good morning.
Hey, Eric, what's up?
I don't know. What's up?
Nothing really.
Yeah?
Are you hosting another show, right, on Wednesday nights?
I'm sorry?
You host a show on Wednesday nights, right?
Not on this station, but yeah, there is another program.
Yeah, I heard you. Pretty cool show.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the guy you thought that someone was listening in, it was Clinton.
Clinton's listening in, eh?
It was probably Clinton.
Yeah, well, he's listening in on everything. He wants to be digitally tied in to every conversation we have. And wants to take his clipper chip and his digital telephony and use it against us all.
Yeah, and you've heard of the clipper chip, right?
Oh, I've heard of the clipper chip. I know the clipper chip.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. We must fight it. You know, even Rush Limbaugh is against the clipper chip.
Cool.
I mean, that's something. When you agree with Rush Limbaugh, you have to You have to wonder. Left and right both agree on this thing. I mean, who is this clipper chip for? You know, it's, in case you don't know, the clipper chip is something they want to stick in every telephone that will encrypt conversations, which is all fine and good, but they want the government to hold the key so they can always unlock your conversations. In other words, always have the ability to decode what you say. Instant wiretap capabilities.
They're supposed to be putting in computers, too.
Yeah, in computers. The capstone chip in computers and the clipper chip in telephones. It's scary. You know, there's nothing scarier than a government that understands technology and knows how to use it.
Oh, anything you have, they'll know.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Can't even encrypt it.
So we encourage people to learn more about that. And just read the papers, read magazines, get on the net, get on the internet, and start seeing what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm on a board that has net connection.
Yeah?
They're called ASB.
What's it called?
America's Suggestion Box.
Never heard of it. Where is it located?
Like Ronkonkoma, I think.
They're on the net?
They have Usenet.
Uh-huh.
News bases and email.
Really? Oh, so they're not actually on the internet, but they have like a feed, a Usenet feed.
And there's this 1-800 number and called M-Link, but I think that's down.
Uh-huh.
And I got a lot of numbers. I could give you a few, but I don't have them. I have one.
Uh-huh.
If you want one right now, I could give you one.
Well... It's 1:30, you're listening to Brain Damage, 632-6901 is our telephone number. And this is amazing, people are actually changing the clocks already?
Yeah.
That's never happened before. Usually it takes about a week for us to change the clocks around here.
ASB.
I'm breaking with tradition. Should I change this clock in here? Well, I'm not going to do that because then I'll think it's 2:30.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
471-8606.
Okay.
16 lines.
16 lines, and all right. Well, people can call that, and I guess they tell you how to register and all that.
Yeah, it's free access, but no iNet unless you pay.
And, they do have internet access.
Yeah, the only email, and you got to pay for that, but you get the news bases for free.
Uh-huh. Okay,
well, I never pay for anything.
That's a good policy, but that's a good way for people to get started, to get a look at the net, what it's all about.
Yeah. And I'll give you like more numbers next week.
Okay.
And good boards.
All right. Well, I'll look forward to that.
Yeah. And oh shoot. Oh, and why does Matt not want to thank space robots?
I don't know. You know, everybody. He might have had a bad experience with a space robot as a child.
Space robots are cool. Oh, and
I have no trouble with space robots.
Good. I gotta tell space robot guy, call up and give the address again because I don't have it.
Space robots have an address?
Yeah, they gave some a P.O. box where you could get space robot stuff.
I don't know why space robots need an address here on Earth, but okay, if they have an address, I guess they can give it out.
Yeah, they have a P.O. box somewhere on the island.
All right. Okay, well, that's great to know that you can send mail to the space robots. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the info.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, take care. It's 31 minutes after 1 o'clock, and this is WUSB in Stony Brook. Program is Brain Damage. Space robots. You know, this brings back memories of the ADC. You guys remember that? Anti-Disco Coalition? Back in the 70s and 80s? Yeah. Well, the space robots are the 90s, and that's they seem to be the people that have taken over the airwaves. Okay, hey, it's time. It's 1:32, and you know what that means. Yes, those of you that have purchased the Brain Damage Guide to Better Radio will know that this theme means that it's time to reach out and confuse an operator. And we're going to do that in a very special way tonight with our special guest from North Carolina that is here to teach us how to speak right.
Right.
All right. We're going to speak to an operator, and hopefully operators are already familiar with this dialect. And I guess we're going to make it awfully easy on the operator this time, because we're going to ask him a very simple question, mainly, I guess, a country code for a country. A country I guess everybody's familiar with. Uzbekistan, how's that?
Uzbekistan?
Okay,
I can do that.
I have no trouble understanding you, and hopefully they have no trouble understanding you either. So let's get on the blower here and contact an operator. Now, we'll probably get a local operator first, and then they'll transfer to a regular operator. Not that local operators aren't regular. I don't know what their habits are, but that's not the point. Let's get an operator on the line, and we'll just see what happens. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Have to wait for the recording to finish playing, and then they'll be able to hear you. You might have to speak up a little bit. Here we go. 9X. 9X, where are you? 9X!
9X, can I help you?
Yeah, I need a country code. I don't... Can you tell me?
I can transfer a long distance for a moment.
Okay, thank you very...
Oh, she's gone.
One moment. For a long-distance operator, who
she
can assist you.
Had no trouble at all understanding. It's a New York telephone, 9X operator. Let's see if AT&T is any better. Or any worse. Put on that real... heavy
AT&T,
draw there.
How may I help you?
I need a country code. Can you give it to me?
Thank you. Oh, you want the area code to something?
No, I need a country code.
Oh, sure. Which country?
It's called Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan? Sure, one moment.
Well, there's no trouble at all here from AT&T. They're much further advanced than I thought they were.
One moment, please. That's that former Russian Republic, is that it?
That's the one, yeah.
Thanks so much.
Sounds a little surly, but other than that, no trouble understanding you. As he's busy typing or entering data to find out...
Uzbekistan is 7. It stayed the same.
7?
7.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you too.
Thanks.
Well, that almost brought tears to my eyes. I was so poignant there. But we didn't really confuse an operator. We reached out, we touched an operator, and we saw that they have skills we did not know they had. They can understand down-to-earth talk. I just never cease being amazed. I think we don't usually do this, but I think that the exceptional abilities of the operators tonight allow us to express ourselves, express our appreciation with the studio audience here.
No,
that's not what I meant. I meant, that's what I meant. A little bit of applause there. Okay, we have someone climbing on the console now. Frank, you're changing the clock. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
There goes. Whoa, there we go.
A busy night here. Changing the clock, and now it's... Well, it's not really 2:37 in the morning, is it? I don't think.
No.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Maybe the operator can help us here, too, because operator should be able to tell us his information. You got to change the digital clock. Okay, now I'm really going to be confused. So the clock says 2:37, but it's really 1:37. That's something to keep in mind. It takes a long time to get an operator these days. Did you notice that? There we go. I guess they're inundated with requests for this kind of thing. But let's just make it official, just so we know that we're doing the right thing. We don't want to lead people astray. No, nothing good about that.
Oh, thanks. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, operator. Can you explain the time thing to me today? Is there something going on with the clock?
Yes, put it forward.
Right now?
You can do it now. It's 2 o'clock. It's supposed to go forward.
Okay. 1 hour?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right. See, it's good to be able... They're so reassuring. They know everything. They really do. Yeah, of course. They deserve our appreciation. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's, again, it's not 2:38. It's 1:38, although I might be a bit confused in the minutes ahead because the clock is... What's going on at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever time it is on the hour? I think we have Morningstar coming in an hour early, if I understand correctly. And I like to understand things correctly. Best way to understand things. Good morning, you're on the air.
I have one word to say.
Better be a good one.
Prince.
I'm sorry?
Teleconference.
All right, that's it, you're off. You're off, you're banned, you're finished, you're through. Good evening, you're on.
Hey, Eric, happy Easter.
Why, thank you. Happy Easter to you, too. It's Easter, isn't it?
Yep.
It's Easter, wow. And what do you...
Give me a basket.
Well, you're doing what?
What?
What's that about a basket?
Easter Bunny brought me a basket.
I thought the Easter Bunny worked in the daylight hours. Easter Bunny works at midnight?
I almost killed him. He broke into my house. I thought it was an intruder.
How big is the Easter Bunny?
He's like 6'5".
6'5". That is...
I want to play for you.
One heck of a rabbit there.
It's very rare, like tape of Matt and a so-called space robot. You want to hear it?
You tape all the programs, don't you?
What? Yeah. No, this is like not off the program. Want to hear it?
You mean you taped an encounter, a real-life encounter between Matt and a space robot?
Yeah. I was hiding in a tree.
You were hiding in a tree. Okay, go ahead.
Are you ready?
We got the math teacher. We might as well have this. All right, I get the idea. Good morning, you're on.
Eric, it's me again. Who? I have an address for Brainamage.
When you say it's you again?
I called about the board.
Call about the internet access. What are you asking?
The interest, I could send stuff to you.
Yeah, oh, anybody wants to send things here to the radio station can send it to Brain Damage, care of WUSB, State University of New York, at Stony Brook. Stony Brook, New York.
Well,
zip code,
damage.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished yet. Zip code 117, wait a minute. I'm not sure if the zip code is 11794 or... 11790. It's 11794?
Definitely.
Is that right? Jim said, yeah, the zip code here.
Green.
The zip code here is 11794. Is that right?
Wait.
He's putting on a chainsaw. What's that supposed to mean?
What?
What are you holding up three fingers for? Two fingers. Six fingers. Three. No. 3, 2.
Indisputably.
6, 3. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I don't want the 9-digit zip code, Jim. I don't want the 9-digit zip code.
There's no way around that conclusion.
All right. We have to use the 9-digit zip code, I guess. Well, never mind. But any one of those... You turn it off? Sorry about that. Any one of those will work. Now, what was your question? I'm sorry about all this. It's crazy around here with the changing of clocks and all.
Go through the address again.
Oh, no. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hello, Eric, it is I, Space Robot.
You mean there's only one of you?
No, there's many, but this is the one who calls and gets on. Boy, I can't say the word, but...
Yeah, don't say that word. You can say the SR thing, but not the T thing.
Yeah, but I get on it, and then I spread Space Robot Wonder through all of, all the callers who call up and get on it, and... I tell them the address.
On behalf of people tuning in for the first time and various other, perhaps FCC commissioners and things are listening, tell us a bit of the history of space robots. How long has your particular club been around?
I say space robot has been around for generations.
Generations.
Especially flourished in the past year or so.
This is fascinating.
Yes, thank you for giving me the chance to spread Space Robot Wonder.
Well, we're here to provide a forum for disparate groups to spread particular rumors and innuendos and for other groups to deny those. And that's really why we exist, as sort of a forum for conflict.
I was losing my faith in Brain Damage, but now you have renewed that faith, so let me continue.
Okay.
Space robots, should I brief the listeners on what we are about?
Brief the listeners by all means.
And can I give the space robot official address?
As long as it's not as complicated as our address, yes.
Okay, it's only a 5-digit zip code.
Okay, thank God.
okay, space robots are a group that are going to take over the world. And, you know, you better be careful because like poopy.
All right, you see, that sounds like an ominous thing, but I know you mean that in a good way, right?
Good way. Space robot means change.
Uh-huh.
It means there's going to be two poopies in every garage.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, poopy everywhere. We like poopy and masturbation and the whole nine yards.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And let me give the official space robot address for all those who want to join. And also, by sending stuff to the space robot address, you get official space robot stickers, flyers. If you send pictures, you get official identification card and a whole bunch of other good stuff.
That's good.
Yeah,
I
suspect you can be a space robot too, Eric, if you want.
Well, I probably will be mailing in an inquiry of some sort.
Okay, so send a self-addressed stamped envelope, or just send your address, but the stamped envelope would be cool, to Space Robots Organization,
mm-hmm.
P.O. Box 1195, Huntington, New York, 11743.
Okay, that sounds good. And I'm sure we'll be getting material from you in the mail.
Yes, P.O. Box 1195 for all those people who are slow.
All those slow people out there. You see, there's a group that's geared for you.
Yes, and I love space robots, Eric. Everyone does. Jim does, and Jim is a space robot. He sent us many,
Well, letters. Few people would argue with you on that.
He did. Don't listen. He's lying.
All right. Listen, thanks for the info, and good luck with the recruitment drive. I know April is your busy month.
I know you want to be a space robot secretly, Eric, because I know you have poopy in your fridge.
Well, the thing is, you know, I don't really want to talk about my personal preferences. I'm just open to all things.
Yeah, so you like poopy, Eric?
You see, I can't really divulge that information, but like I said, I'm open to all different kinds of ways of appreciating particular different things and experiences and stuff like that. Thank you very much for calling. This has gotten more interesting than I could ever imagine.
550 rounds per minute. That's close to 10 rounds per second. What surprises me is how easy this gun is to handle. I guess that's what makes it so much fun. The barrel on the MPK is 6 inches long, and I'm shooting it with a 30-round magazine. It weighs 6.5 pounds and has a clever folding wire stock. Those Germans really know how to make a machine gun. Now,
good morning, you're on the air. I'm sorry, could you speak up?
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
How far exactly are they allowed to go in making a video game?
In making a video game?
What exactly can, like a video game per se, like a game system?
Uh-huh.
What exactly can they show in it?
With regards to what? You mean as far as violence?
Well, alright, I was playing a game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, last night.
Okay.
And, you have to scare people out of a house.
Okay.
And whatever you jump into becomes alive.
Becomes alive?
Yes.
Give us an example.
Alright, well, I jumped into the toilet bowl.
And the toilet bowl became alive?
No. Oh. This little gremlin came out of the toilet bowl.
I see.
And reached his hand in and started throwing logs of...
Okay.
At you.
All right. And you wonder if that kind of thing is...
Well, there's more than that.
Oh.
There was like, you know, when people would get scared, their pants would fall down, they'd like pee all over the floor.
Boy, that's something. Well, they're making games more realistic, you know. And in so doing, you'll probably see more things like that. Were you offended by the game?
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, you thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You're just wondering if you might be, say, violating something by seeing these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry too much. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can see in real life that are probably worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think really video games are something that people should worry about the morality of them. I think it's just, you know, if you spend 8 hours a day in front of them, that could be a bit much. How many hours a day do you spend in front of video games, if you don't mind my asking?
Not many. Not even one.
That's good. Yeah, you know, real life is more fun.
Yeah. The other thing I saw last night, I saw a Howard Stern video in 3D.
Boy, that must have been scary.
That was quite scary.
Yeah. That's a scary thing. 3D, huh?
3D.
Wow.
Whole movie.
How long was that?
About an hour.
That's more than most people could take, I think.
Maybe a little less than an hour.
You're a strong person to be able to sit through something like that.
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, it's good to just take as much as you can, you know, and then, you know, not wear yourself out here.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, you hang in there.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, what right do you have making fun of my voice on the radio?
Oh, boy. I think we might have a battle of down-to-earth here. The caller seems to not appreciate what you're trying to do here.
Just what right do you have, Mr. Radio Man, Mr. I Got My Own Radio Show, so I can do what I please?
Hey, for your information, I do not have my own radio show, okay? I was invited up here just to speak, and just I don't know why I was invited up here. I just know that they told me to come up here and just talk like this, but this is how I normally talk. I'm not making fun of nobody. I love everybody.
You shouldn't even be hanging around these guys. I'm going to come over to that station, and I'm going to drive my tractor on you.
This is, if I understand correctly, this is part of the down-to-earth talk, is the challenging nature, driving things down and meeting people in various places and exchanging all kinds of ideas. Is that right?
Oh, well, yeah, my pickup truck's there. And my pickup truck's got a gun rack.
Sure.
Yeah, but
I think he's got you there. I think that's the ultimate definitive statement.
I can haul 18 cans of Spam in the back at once. 18 whole cases of Spam in the back of my pickup truck at once.
He got you with that, Shaw. I mean, that's no question about that. Let's move on to the phone call. Good morning.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
I got a message for all the space robots.
Are you a space robot?
No, but
are you planning to be a space robot?
Maybe.
Okay. And you have a message?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You're all fucking fat.
Good morning.
Hey, Eric. I have a good internet number.
Yes?
751-6604.
Okay, good morning.
Should we talk about something normal?
I'm sorry?
Should we talk about something normal?
Oh, I don't know. That's going to be hard, but you can try.
I saw that Madonna thing.
You saw the Madonna thing?
Yeah. Uh-oh, I said a word.
I said it too. Oh my God. Oh no. Well, Matthew's condemned us both to hell. What do you wish to say now? Oh boy. Well, let's just worry about that later. Tell us what you thought about it.
Well, it's like she's too old for that crap.
She's
cursing and it's like so immature.
I know, it is. It's really immature.
But didn't you like the cigar thing? I really like the cigar thing. That made her look very mature, yet feel like childlike.
I like Dave. Dave's cool.
Dave's very cool.
Very cool.
No question about that.
Very cool.
You know, I see this Carson a lot. Kind of like that caller who called you a really bad word.
The caller that who?
That called you a really bad word.
Oh.
Yeah?
You know, in essence.
Uh-huh. You like that?
No.
Oh, you didn't like that.
Because you're a nice guy, you know?
Yeah, I am a nice guy. And I don't need, you know, things like the M-word thrown at me and other nasty words like that. You know, it's not proper, like. Yeah, not proper at all.
No.
So, anything else on your mind?
No.
Nothing else at all?
When's Mac going to come back?
I don't know. He might be out pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly what the sentencing guidelines were for that particular... Oh, they didn't talk about it. I'm sorry. I don't know when he's going to be back.
All right.
You have static on your phone.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
And yet you continue to operate it.
Yeah.
That can be dangerous, you know.
I know, I'm going to get cancer.
Well, no, static can spark and cause an explosion. You ever see a telephone explode?
No.
It's not a pretty sight.
All right, I'll be careful.
Be very careful. Hang up very, very quietly.
All right, bye.
All right. Let's pray. Good morning.
Yeah, I like those space robots better than I like a brand new shovel.
Oh, no.
Boy, that's a pretty high statement, isn't it?
Damn shovels, you know.
Shovels are sacred.
Down in North Carolina, we got a whole store. It's a shovel store, you know.
Yeah,
they got
shovels are used to, they're used to shovel things, sacred things, as we all know.
Yeah, you can take a big chunk of something and, you know, just shovel it. Right,
yeah.
In the back of your big old pickup truck, you know, got the monster truck tires on there. And there's nothing more fun than a monster truck rally. No, sir, Bob.
I can hardly wait till we adopt this 24 hours a day. Oh, we are adopting it 24 hours a day, so I don't have to wait much longer at all. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Because of the time difference, are you going to be on till for 4 hours?
Well, no, you know, because in 7 minutes, it's going to be an hour later, so actually in 7 minutes, I will have been gone for an hour.
Oh, okay.
That's the long and the short of it. I don't really know how that's going to work. I don't know how I'm going to get where I'm supposed to be an hour ago this quickly.
Yeah.
Every year this happens to me, and I don't exactly know what to do about it. But we'll have to work it out somehow.
Yeah, I got something to say about the space robots.
Yeah?
Kind of think they, like, eat major cock.
So predictable, aren't they? Good morning.
Eric, I wanted to say that the space robots are very good.
I find that very offensive, don't you?
No.
I find that extremely offensive. You think that, I mean, I can't even repeat what you just said.
They reformed me.
They reformed you, huh?
I used to be a very bad apple. And I would, like, break things and vandalize buildings.
Uh-huh.
And I sent a letter to their P.O. box, and they took me under their wing, and they helped me.
They have a wing?
Yeah, a wing. It's a big metal wing, and it says space robots on it.
And they took you under that?
And they helped me become a better person.
Uh-huh. And so now you don't do things like that?
Nope.
Now you reach out and help people?
Yes.
And you have nothing but good things to say?
Yes, and I want to say that country guy you...
Whoops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit that button. Oh, well.
Hey, that was about me. I bet he's going to say something good.
I'm sorry about that. I really am. Who's on the line now?
Can I just say one thing? I really, really hate the fat, pompous bitch from Barnaby's 2 in Santa Rita.
All right. People seem to have an agenda tonight.
Very smart.
Yeah, this is a fat fool place.
I'm not going to listen to other people's phone calls. Good morning.
Say, Eric.
Yeah.
Do you like space robots?
I'm sorry?
Do you like space robots?
I'm reserving my opinion.
What?
I'm reserving my opinion.
This is Tim, Jim's brother.
Tim and Jim?
Yes.
How's Bim?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Well, maybe you'll be on the air in a minute, maybe you won't be. What else is on your mind?
I like space robots and poopy.
Uh-huh.
And masturbation.
Okay, well, you seem to be well qualified for a career as a space robot.
Poopy, poopy. Oh. Poopy, poopy.
Okay, well, you won't be on here in a minute. Good morning.
I'm a space robot, and I'm getting mad at all these people who are anti-space robot.
Well, I don't think there's too many that are anti. There seems to be a whole lot of pros.
I saw stickers that said, F the space robots. I can't say F.
No, you certainly can't, and I'm surprised that bumper stickers like that are being circulated.
I don't know why they hate us. Can someone call up and explain why they hate us?
I'm sure people will be happy to do that, but we don't have very much time.
But all they can say is stupid profanities.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that tells you their argument is weak. Hopelessly weak.
They have no basis.
No basis at all. All right, well, maybe these next three phone calls will provide us with a clue.
Thank you.
Let's see what happens. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to get back to the beginning of the show, this tricks question.
Oh, yeah, the old tricks question with the rabbit.
I mean, if you really think about it, before tricks were their multicolored eggs. I think they were just brown and white, like black and white TV, and then
uh-huh.
Tricks came along. Now we have...
Well, let me just cut right to the chase, okay? Do you think that the tricks rabbit is really the Easter Bunny?
Well, if it wasn't, why are we looking for hidden eggs? And why are they multicolored?
You know, this is the kind of thing you don't see discussed on Meet the Press, but these are the real issues. These are the things that affect people. These are the things that are on people's minds from the crib to the grave.
Well, that's why I wanted to get through before
mm-hmm.
the end of the show, because it's
well,
very important stuff.
What more appropriate a day to do this than on Easter Sunday, where we can philosophize about these things, perhaps with our family and loved ones?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for...
happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter to you, too. It's good to sort of end on a serious note like that, but let's try one more. Good morning.
Jim is my father.
Well, that's something I think that we have to wait until next week to find out what the answer to that is all about.
There's no question about it.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we've got some things to to definitely mull over things about the Trix Bunny, about the Easter Rabbit, about Jim and his past, and perhaps maybe even his future. Wow. I didn't really expect that. Well, tell me, any last words from you do you have a name?
Well, yeah, it's really Bob Joe Briggs, Bob Ed Ned.
You know, I knew there was a reason why I didn't ask. Okay, and you've been here sort of helping us along with Talk of the Future, down-to-earth talk, known by vulgar people as Hick Talk. But it's really something. The operators had no trouble understanding it. Most of our staff people seem to have no trouble getting used to that kind of thing. I guess we can look forward to a future of enlightened culture and things like that, right? It's...
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you're rather intellectual as far as most things go, and I know most people down there are.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we're ready for this? Do you think we're ready for this step up?
Well, I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe when you get the new antenna thing, maybe you can, yeah.
Well, we'll be reaching that many more people.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will become a bit more cultured, a bit more educated.
Mm-hmm.
We can only hope. And with help from people like you, we're gonna reach that milestone. We're going to get there. I really never thought we'd get this far. Well, I want to thank everybody who helped us tonight by staying away or by showing up. We'll see you next week. Good night. When you're listening late at night, you may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day it is, as it's only a long time. Remember, it's now 3 o'clock. You are not responsible for your actions of the past hour.
thinks that there is but an easy answer to your question, eh? The moon sets, and Helios rises. A seed and a womb bring forth life. The ocean roars, the mountains thunder, the wonders of the worlds never cease. And ye, lad, ask me to direct ye to the answers of your search. Even if I knew all the answers of the universe, and I do know a few, I would not tell thee. You're young, and youth must travel its own roads and byways and fall off its own horses. But seeing that callow starlight look in your eyes, I shall point my finger. And in that same direction you shall find a way. It will be for you to decide whether it be an entrance or an exit. Now go for it. Very well.
Morning. WUSB Stony Brook.